Can you talk a little bit about some of the research you're doing at Emory?
One of our major focuses at Emory is the triple negative cancers, because we have a large African-American population in Atlanta, and we and also the Chapel Hill group have shown that in young black women there was a particularly high incidence of triple negative cancers. About 50% of them actually end up getting triple negative cancers versus about only 25% in their white counterparts. So the other thing that we see a lot is we see a lot of patients with very large cancers. So we are very interested in preoperative trials. So we have two or three preoperative trials that we're kind of designing right now. And one of the issues, obviously, which a lot of people are interested in, is to try and work out, you know, why a patient responds to one drug and why another patient doesn't respond. So one of the trials we're looking at is a fairly straightforward trial, which is comparing docetaxel for 4 cycles followed by capecitabine for 4 cycles. It's more a dose-dense, not a dose-intense dose of the drug, where you give them every 2 weeks together. So the docetaxel and capecitabine every 2 weeks again for a total of 8 cycles. So the arms are balanced based on the doses of the drugs on each arm, the number of cycles and the drugs that we're using. But I think one of the things that we'd like to look at on this trial, because we're assuming that we'll get at least a substantial amount of patients with triple negative cancers on this trial, is to try and work out what we all know is that some patients with triple negative cancers respond very nicely to chemo, and some patients with triple negative cancers don't respond at all. And I know certainly other people are doing that, but I think it's important that we kind of differentiate a little bit better what exactly is a triple negative cancer, because it seems like they're not all the same. So the patients on these studies will have a biopsy, obviously, at the beginning, in the middle, and then at the surgical specimen at the end. The first arm is docetaxel at the 100 milligram per meter squared dose every 3 weeks for 4 cycles, followed by capecitabine at the standard doses for 14 days every 3 cycles. The second arm, they get capecitabine along with the docetaxel, but the capecitabine is only given for a week, and that's going to be given every 2 weeks. Kind of similar to, I know Larry Norton has some data looking at a 2-week schedule of capecitabine. So what we were trying to do was basically have the equal amount of doses on the sequential and the concurrent arm.